Last night made history in several ways.
NPR News analyst Daniel Schorr.
The Democrats did not succeed in nationalizing the off-year election around issues of the shaky economy and financial scandals. On the other hand, George Bush did succeed in presidentializing the election around himself. Plunging into contests across the nation, he invested the popularity he has won in large measure from Al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein. His bold gamble paid off. He emerges from this election with a mandate he could not claim 2 years ago. Thanks in part to the president's involvement, predictions of a record low voter turnout proved to be wrong. Veteran poll watcher Curtis Gans reported a turnout of more than 39%, an improvement over 37.6% 4 years ago. If the Republicans benefited from the president's boldness, the Democrats were the victims of their own timidity. They offered no direct challenge to the administration on economic and tax policy. They conveyed an image of hesitant me-tooism on war with Iraq. Too late, they learned that voters admire conviction. Senators Richard Durbin, Jack Reed, and Paul Wellstone did not suffer from their negative votes on the War Powers Resolution. Indeed, Wellstone was enjoying rising poll ratings at the time of his death. John Judis and Rue Texera have a new book, The Emerging Democratic Majority, a takeoff on Kevin Phillips' prescient 1969 book, The Emerging Republican Majority. This one foresees an inevitable realignment, aided by ethnic diversity, that will sweep the Democrats to power by the year 2008 at the latest. Judging by the outcome of yesterday's election, the Democrats will have to find their soul and their convictions before they can hope to attain that goal. This is Daniel Schorr.